President Trump has stoked his political base by touting the withdrawal of more than 1,000 U.S. troops from Syria as keeping his 2016 campaign promise to end American involvement in foreign forever wars. The problem is that the Pentagon's near simultaneous deployment of some 3,000 troops and advanced missiles to Saudi Arabia is likely to trigger an escalation with Iran that could undercut Mr. Trump's determination to get the U.S. military out of Middle East entanglements. So says Guy Taylor, national security editor at the Washington Times. Guy, explain.
I think President Trump, you know, whether he's personally willing to admit it or not, is now fully entrenched in the quicksand of U.S. foreign policy in a very complex and heavily armed Middle East. He wants to be able to tell everyone heading into the 2020 election, look, I promised I'd get America out of forever wars in the region, and by golly, I've done it. The problem is that if you look at this big picture, what is really going on is not a pullout of American forces overall. It's really a movement of American forces to different positions. And as our reporting points out in the Washington Times, it's actually an increase, not a decrease of forces and military action in the wider region. This is not being paid much attention to, though, because of the political and media hype and pushback that the president got with his announcement to pull a very small contingent of U.S. troops out of northern Syria. What we have focused on in our report is that almost simultaneously, the president authorized a deployment of roughly 3,000 new troops to Saudi Arabia, as well as a host of sophisticated equipment, including a terminal high-altitude missile defense shield and several Patriot batteries, an air defense wing, all kinds of stuff now going into Saudi Arabia at the same time. And the question becomes, how is this getting the United States out of forever wars, and why is it not being paid much attention to it? And does it expose a contradiction for Trump on the campaign trail, where he's claiming, look, I'm pulling us out, when in reality, we're actually increasing assets in different areas?
Are we splitting hairs or playing some semantics, Guy, by saying, okay, troops are out of harm's way in a conflict zone, for example, like northern Syria, but right, we're sort of just playing defense by adding troops in Saudi Arabia where there's not a conflict going on?
Okay, that is the administration's line, and, you know, it remains to be seen. There are a lot of people in the foreign policy establishment who were lined up here behind Trump and say, absolutely, we should be, these are totally different deployments. The Saudi Arabia one is more of a deterrence deployment, but let's not forget recent history, Gordon. What's important here is to pay attention to the fact that U.S. forces have really not been in Saudi Arabia since the early 2000s. They've been there in the 1990s, think Gulf War era. But after a series of pretty nightmarish developments there, most notably the 1996 terrorist bombing of a housing complex in the Saudi city of Khobar that left 19 U.S. soldiers dead, and then the Clinton administration started pulling U.S. troops out. Remember also that al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, himself a Saudi, later cited the American military's presence in the nation, specifically near the Muslim holy cities of Mecca and Medina, which are in Saudi Arabia, as a core motivation behind 9/11 and the Khobar Tower attacks.
We're speaking with Guy Taylor, national security editor at the Washington Times. He's written a piece entitled, Trump's Bid to End Forever Wars Undercut by Saudi Troop Deployment. The president on Friday sent 3,000 Saudi troops and heavy armor to Saudi Arabia. Ultimately, this is about Iran, right? Oil, I don't know, maybe religious dominance in the region that Iran wants to impose, right? I mean, is that where we are with this?
Yeah, I mean, what we have is President Trump reorganizing U.S. policy toward the Middle East to focus on containing Iran, putting immense pressure on the Iranian government with sanctions, and now increasingly using U.S. military power to undergird that pressure. The stated goal of the administration, which has pulled the United States out of the 2015 Obama-era nuclear deal, is to actually almost force the Iranians back to the negotiating table for a much wider, more aggressive deal that would address not only Iran's nuclear activities, but what much of the world agrees are Iran's support for militant proxy organizations and destabilizing activities in several countries of the region.
Thanks, Guy. Guy Taylor, National Security Editor at The Washington Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.